wasn't too old. If it rained regularly, it was soft and palatable. And I believe now, I don't believe it would be legal to have them. I believe if we caught it now, the water would be dirty. We don't know how just how dirty this air is above us. I don't know much about that rate of science, but we do have a coating of air over this country of ours. And scientists, you know, are concerned that we're going to break that up. Big chimneys that spew out smoke and gases and things, and goes up there and is trapped underneath this covering. And that was the fear of the two big planes, the Concorde, that came over here from Europe. They emitted all the gases and things. And they were just going to pollute our air. We don't get rid of it. It stays up there. I'm not talking about what the fearful folks say, but in the systems when you had these coal-burning industries or any industries, the rain came down pure and clean, and we caught it, and that's it. I don't, they tell me now it rained water pretty dirty.
Now, if the door was open, and you didn't want it that way, you tell someone to...
You mean what term I like to use?
Yeah, you just
said... Words? I don't know. I don't know of any vernacular we had for...
No, I mean, yeah, you just tell them to what? You just tell them
to... Use it, my granddaughter, when I've been in school, coming home, so we got our school integrated here, you know, and they brought in the Negro teachers into the white school. And the white teacher said, close the door. And he repeated a lot of things that the Negro teachers used in there.
Okay.
So I don't remember anything would apply to that would answer your question.
Did you have a little shed maybe where you'd store wood or tools? What would you call that if it was maybe off the house?
Woodshed. I think every house did have one.
Okay.
Woodshed, an outhouse, you put your...
Wait a minute, outhouse?
Yes. An outhouse usually applied to a toilet.
Yeah.
But we had that woodshed. That was a time you... Wood was in there, and your hose, garden tools, everything was... Work clothes, things you couldn't bring in the house. And you know those things stay in the old places, they stayed there for years. When automobiles came in, they attempted to convert them into, we call them garages then.
Yeah.
Put the automobile in there. Before that, they would be called barns.
Okay, and where would you might maybe store corn, the building you store corn in, or any sort of grain?
Yeah, that couldn't give you an answer for that. We didn't raise enough corn here to, except for immediate use, home use. We had corn on the cob for pigs.
What about the corn you'd eat?
Yes, there were a few grist mills, they were called. People would raise corn and take it, shell it themselves,
mm-hmm.
and take it to the grist mills for meal and grits.
Yeah.
But,
how much would you call what you could carry, maybe?
I don't know.
Just, maybe an armload or what do you call it? Did you have a certain name for a certain amount of
corn? I'm sure there was, but I wasn't familiar with that habit. I don't... There was a grist mill in Moss Point, shut down, abandoned grist mill. That's the only one I ever knew or heard of.
Uh-huh.
That people would bring. And the corn was a probable staple item in diet. In the old South, there is. Before I began to notice things. Anyway.